"Carefully, carefully," he said. "It is not like you, Bilbo, to keep friends waiting on the mat and then open the door like a popgun. Let me introduce Bifur, Bofur, Bomber, and especially Thorin."
"At your service," said Bifur, Bofur, and Bomber, standing in a row.
Then they hung up two yellow hoods and a pale green one, and also a sky-blue one with a long silver tassel. This last belonged to Thorin, an enormously important dwarf, in fact no other than the great Thorin Oakenshield himself, who was not at all pleased at falling flat on Bilbo's mat with Bifur, Bofur, and Bomber on top of him. For one thing, Bomber was immensely fat and heavy. Thorin, indeed, was very haughty, and said nothing about service. But poor Mr. Baggins said he was sorry so many times that at last he grunted,
"Pray don't mention it,"
and stopped frowning.
"Now we are all here,"
said Gandalf, looking at the row of 13 hoods, the best detachable party hoods, and his own hat hanging on the pegs.
"Quite a merry gathering. I hope there's something left for the latecomers to eat and drink. What's that? Tea? No, thank you. A little red wine, I think, for me." "And for me," said Thorin.
"And raspberry jam and apple tart," said Bifur.
"And mince pies and cheese," said Bofur.
"And pork pie and salad," said Bomber.
"And more cakes, and ale, and coffee, if you don't mind," called the other dwarves through the door. "Put on a few eggs, there's a good fellow," Gandalf called after him, as the hobbits stumped off to the pantries. "And just bring out the cold chicken and pickles."
"Seems to know as much about the inside of my larders as I do myself," thought Mr. Baggins, who was feeling positively flummoxed, and was beginning to wonder whether a most wretched adventure had not come right into his house. By the time he'd got all the bottles and dishes and knives and forks and glasses and plates and spoons and things piled up on big trays, he was getting very hot and red in the face and annoyed.
"Confiscate and bother these dwarves," he said aloud. "Why don't they come and lend a hand?"
Lo and behold! There stood Balin and Dwalin at the door of the kitchen, and Feely and Keely behind them, and before he could say knife,